Chapter 12.
And so, within a little space, the three kings came unto the castle of Bedegraine, and found there a passing fair fellowship, and well beseen, whereof they had great joy, and victual they wanted none. This was the cause of the northern host, that they were reared for the despot and rebuke the six kings had at Caerleon, and six those kings by their means got unto them five other kings, and thus they began to gather their people, and how they swore that for weal nor woe they should not leave other meaning leave each other, till they had destroyed Arthur. And then they made an oath. The first that began the oath was the Duke of Cambenet, that he would bring with him 5,000 men of arms, the which were already on horseback. Page 30. Then swore King Brandegoris of Sangor that he would bring 5,000 men of arms on horseback. Then swore King Clerivaus of Northumberland he would bring 3,000 men of arms. Then swore the King of the Hundred Knights that he that was a passing good man and a young, that he would bring 4,000 men of arms on horseback. Then there swore King Lot, a passing good knight, and Sir Gawain's father, that he would bring 5,000 men of arms on horseback. Also there swore King Uriens, that was Sir Erwain's father, of the land of Gore, that he would bring 6,000 men of arms on horseback. Also there swore King Idris of Cornwall that he would bring 5,000 men of arms on horseback. Also there swore King Cradlemont to bring 5,000 men on horseback. Also there swore King Agswenance of Ireland to bring 5,000 men of arms on horseback. Also there swore King Nentres to bring 5,000 men of arms on horseback. Also there swore King Carados to bring 5,000 men of arms on horseback. So their whole host was of clean meaning excellent, was of clean men of arms, on horseback 50,000, and afoot 10,000, of good men's bodies. Then were they soon ready, and mounted upon horse, and sent forth their four riders, for these 11 kings in their ways laid a siege unto the castle of Bedegraine. And so they departed, and drew toward Arthur, and left few to abide at the siege, for the castle of Bedegraine was holden of King Arthur, and the men that were therein were Arthur's. Page 31. Chapter 13. Of a Dream of the King with the Hundred Knights. So, by Merlin's advice, there were sent four riders to skim the country, and they met with the four riders of the north, and made them to tell which way the host came, and then they told it to Arthur, and by King Ban and Bors' counsel they let burn and destroy all the country afore them, there they should ride. The king with 100 knights, Meta means dreamed, a wonder dream 2 nights afore the battle, that there blew a great wind, and blew down their castles, and away their towns, and after that came a water, and bare it all away. All that heard of the Swevin means dream, all that heard of the Swevin said it was a token of great battle. And then, by counsel of Merlin, when they wist which way the 11 kings would ride and lodge that night, at midnight they set upon them, as they were in their pavilions. But the scout watch by their host cried, "Lords, at arms, for here be your enemies at your hand." Chapter 14. How the 11 kings with their host fought against Arthur and his host, and many great feats of war. Then King Arthur and King Ban and King Bors, with their good and trusty knights, set on them so fiercely that he made them overthrow their pavilions on their heads. But the 11 kings, by manly prowess of arms, took a fair campaign. Campaign means field. Took a fair campaign, but there was slain that morrow tide 10,000 good men's bodies, and so they had afore them a strong passage. A strong passage means a difficult way. And so they had afore them a strong passage, yet were they 50,000 of hardy men. And then it drew toward day. "Now shall ye do by mine advice," said Merlin unto the three kings. "I would that King Ban and King Bors, with their fellowship of 10,000 men, were put in a wood here beside, in an ambushment, and keep them privy, and that they be laid, or the light of day come, and that they stir not till ye and your knights have fought with them long. And when it is daylight, dress your battle even afore them in the passage, that they may see all your host, for then will they be the more hearty when they see you, but about 20,000, and cause them to be the gladder to suffer you and your host to come over the passage." Page 32. All the three kings and the whole barons said that Merlin said passingly well, and it was done anon as Merlin had devised. And so on the morn, when either host saw other, the host of the north was well comforted. And then to Ulfius and Brastius were delivered 3,000 men of arms, and they set on them fiercely in the passage, and slew on the right hand and on the left hand, that it was wonder to tell. And when the 11 kings saw that there was so few a fellowship did such deeds of arms, they were ashamed, and set on them again fiercely. And there was Sir Ulfius's horse slain under him, but he did marvelously well on foot. But the Duke of Eustace of Cabernet and King Claravaus of Northumberland were alway grievous on Ulfius. Then Brastius saw his fellow fared so withal, and fared so withal means treated in such a way. Then Brastius saw his fellow fared so withal, he smote the Duke with a spear, that horse and man fell down. That saw King Claravaus, and returned unto Brastius, and either smote other, so that horse and man went to earth. And so they lay long, astonied, and astonied means stunned, and their horses' knees brast to the hard stone, and brast means burst. Then came Sir Kay, the seneschal, with six fellows with him, and did passing well. And with that came the 11 kings, and there was Griflet put to the earth, horse and man, and Lucan the butler, horse and man, by King Brandegoris, and King Idris, and King Aguinance. Then waxed the medley meaning conflict, then waxed the medley passing hard on both parties. When Sir Kay saw Griflet on foot, he rode on King Nentres and smote him down, and led his horse onto Sir Griflet, and horsed him again. And Sir Kay, with the same spear, smote down King Lot, and hurt him passing sore. That saw the king with 100 knights, and ran into Sir Kay, and smote him down, and took his horse, and gave him King Lot, whereof he said, "Gramercy," gramercy meaning many thanks. When Sir Griflet saw King Sir Kay and Lucan the butler on foot, he took a sharp spear, great and square, and rode to Pinel, a man of arms, and smote horse and men down, and then took his horse and gave him to Sir Kay. Page 33. Then King Lot saw King Nentres on foot. He ran into Merlot de la Roche and smote him down, horse and man, and gave King Nentres the horse and horsed him again. Also the king of the 100 knights saw King Idris on foot, and then he ran into Gawas de Blois and smote him down, horse and man, and gave King Idris the horse and horsed him again. And King Lot smote down Clarience de la Forest Sauvage and gave the horse unto Duke Eustace. And so, when they had horsed the kings again, they drew them all 11 kings together, and said they would be revenged of the damage that they had taken that day. The meanwhile came in Sir Ector with an eager countenance, and found Ulfius and Brastius on foot, in great peril of death, that were afoul defiled, defiled meaning afflicted, that were afoul defiled under horse feet. Then King Arthur as a lion ran into King Cradlemont of North Wales and smote him through the left side, that the horse and the king fell down. And then he took the horse by the rein and led him unto Ulfius and said, "Have this horse, mine old friend, for great need hast thou of horse." "Gramercy," said Ulfius. Then Sir Arthur did so marvelously in arms that all men had wonder. When the king with 100 knights saw King Cradlemont on foot, he ran unto Sir Hector that was well horsed, Sir Kay's father, and smote horse and man down, and gave the horse unto the king, and horsed him again. And when King Arthur saw the king ride on Sir Ector's horse, he was wroth, and with his sword he smote the king on the helm, that a quarter of the helm and shield fell down, and the sword carved down into the horse's neck, and so the king and the horse fell down to the ground. Then Sir Kay came unto Sir Morganore, seneschal with the king of the 100 knights, and smote him down, horse and man, and led the horse unto his father, Sir Ector. Then Sir Ector ran unto a knight, hight Lardons, and smote horse and man down, and led the horse unto Sir Brastias, that great need had of a horse, and was greatly defiled. Page 34. When Brastias beheld Lucan the butler, that lay like a dead man under the horse's feet, and ever Sir Griflet did marvelously for to rescue him, and there were always 14 knights on Sir Lucan, and then Brastias smote one of them on the helm, that it went to the teeth, and he rode to another and smote him, that arm flew into the field, and then he went to a third and smote him on the shoulder, that shoulder and arm flew into the field. And when Griflet saw rescues, he smote a knight on the temples, that horse and helm went to the earth, and Griflet took the horse of that knight, led him unto Sir Lucan, and bade him mount upon the horse and revenge his hurts. For Brastias had slain a knight 2-4, and horsed Griflet. Chapter 15. Yet of the same battle. Then Lucan saw King Agawance, that late had slain Morris de la Roche, and after Morris de la Roche is a footnote 1, which reads, Morris de la Roche nevertheless reappears later in the fighting, chapter 17. For an explanation of how the reading here could have arisen from textual corruption, see Vinevere, page 1292, note 8 through 9. Return to text. Then Lucan saw King Agawance, that late had slain Morris de la Roche, and Lucan ran to him with a short spear that was great, that gave him such a fall that the horse fell down to the earth. Also Lucan found there on foot Bellius of Flanders and Sir Gwynas, two hardy knights, and in that woodness meaning madness, that Lucan was in, he slew two bachelors and horsed them again, then waxing the battle passing hard on both parties. But Arthur was glad that his knights were horsed again, and then they fought together, that the noise and sound rang by the water and the wood. Wherefore King Ban and King Bors made them ready, and dressed their shields and harnesses, and they were so courageous that many knights shook and bevered meaning trembled, for eagerness meaning fierceness. All this while Lucan and Gwynas and Brian and Bellius of Flanders held strong medley against 6 kings. There was King Lot, King Nentres, King Brandegoras, King Idris, King Uriens, and King Agwinance. So with the help of Sir Kay and Sir Griflet, they held these 6 kings hard, that unneath and unneath means scarcely, they had any power to defend them. Page 35. But when Sir Arthur saw the battle would not be ended no manner, he fared meaning behaved, he fared wood as a lion, and steered his horse here and there on the right hand and on the left hand, that he stint not till he had slain 20 knights. Also he wounded King Lot sore on the shoulder and made him leave that ground, for Sir Kay and Griflet did with King Arthur their great deeds of arms. Then Ulfius and Brastias and Sir Ector encountered against the Duke Eustace and King Cradlemont, that King Clerivaus of Northumberland and King Carados, and against the king with 100 knights. So these knights encountered with these kings, that they made them to avoid, and avoid meaning leave, the ground. Then King Lot made great dole for his damages and his fellows, and said unto the 10 kings, But if ye will do as I devise, we shall be slain and destroyed, but let me have the king with 100 knights, and King Agwisance, and King Idris, and the Duke of Cabanet, and we five kings will have 15,000 men of arms with us, and we will go apart while ye six kings hold medley with 12,000. And we see that ye have fought with them long.